It's time to light the lights right now, 9:45, and good morning. We've got the Children's Musical Theater in here today. We have a lot of the cast from Matilda. Okay, you got, 56 people in the cast, so we got four. So we got some representation, but first of all, Executive Director Christy Hewitt, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Well, tell us a little bit about this performance that we're about to enjoy this weekend.
Matilda's an interesting show. It's a story about a little girl who has very bad parents, wouldn't you say? And they're both very narcissistic people. They're very concerned about everything that looks. But Matilda's a very intelligent little girl, and she has to overcome all these mean people in her life to find a real home.
Well, Emma Perry plays Matilda, and Emma, I just got sad hearing that. What kind of role is Matilda for you?
Matilda is a very fun role to play
because
she is very, she sticks up for a lot of people and for herself, and she's very concerned about things being fair or, like, yeah.
Being fair, after seeing a lot of unfair in her life, she's all about settling the score, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Matilda has a little bit of fun.
Yes, she does.
And we also have Thomas Duncan, Mr. Wormwood. How are you doing there, sir?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know, you were telling me off air that you play a character that kind of lives life out loud. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Yeah, so one of the things that Mr. Wormwood does is that he loves everything that appeals to the eye, and that involves everything from the cars he sells to the television he watches. So any form of media that Matilda likes, like books, hates with a burning passion because it's not visual.
Oh, you know? Wow, so we got some conflict here.
Yeah, so that's a huge point of conflict between our characters, is because I love the telly and I love cars, everything visual. Same with Mrs. Wormwood.
Oh, my. I have to ask you, Emma, when you see somebody like Thomas with the hair and everything else like that, what was your first impression when you got to meet him? Did you think, oh, my gosh, this character better not be any more real than this, huh?
Well, I kind of knew Thomas from previous shows. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, very good. A very nice guy. And we have... also, we have with us Bella, and Bella, you play Ms. Honey. Tell us a little bit. That's a complicated character.
Yes, Ms. Honey she's a very sweet kindergarten teacher, but she has a lot of internal conflict with herself from her very inopportune childhood, and she's still haunted by these childhood demons in her adult life, and she struggles with that conflict throughout the show.
Wow. So these are really kind of rich characters, aren't they?
Yes.
You guys having fun with it so far?
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about children's musical theater, you two are a bit older. And, of course, you're right there at that age group that we think of as the adorable child. But you put it all together. We have these young people. And every time I've seen one of your performances, I swear I'm looking at full-grown adults up there, because the way that every one of the actors portrays their role and how they really get into it and how they really sell it, that you're not a kid up there. Well, you are. But, I mean, you're supposed to be. But you guys really sell it, that you're performing to something bigger than yourselves by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you, first of all, how long have you been acting?
I've been doing CMT for about 5 years now.
Wow. So how old were you when you started? It's a trick question.
I was in fourth grade, so
nine.
Yes, nine.
Wow. What about you?
I began theater, not necessarily through CMT, when I was in fourth grade. So this is year 7 now.
And you?
I have the shortest pedigree. I started my freshman year of high school. I did high school plays, and then from there I was able to transition to CMT.
Sounds like that was one of those things that once it finally caught you, it didn't let go, did it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I've done every show I can at high school. I'm on my, dozenth show now.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, this is my fourth musical, and it's been a blast.
Wow. How many have you done?
Musicals?
Yeah.
More than 10.
More than 10. So you're on your dozenth too.
Yes.
Have you done a little bit of drama besides musical theater?
I did one play at my school, but in seventh grade, COVID hit, and we weren't able to do.
That was a bummer. Now let's talk a little bit about that. Now, Christy, last year you did Music Man, and it's what's in the heart of the actor. No matter how old Absolutely. That actor is, Absolutely. These kids really had a lot of fun, even though it was COVID last year.
Yeah, it was a challenge. We were supposed to do Music Man last summer, and COVID stopped that from happening. So we put a pause on it. We didn't know if we were going to cancel altogether, but as we got to the end of the summer, kids got back to school. We really wanted to try to push through and do it. We had to hire new artistic staff. But they said, if we come in with masks, we do all the safety measures, we try to do this, we really think it's the best thing for the children to have something fun to do in the midst of all this craziness, especially with school being so back and forth last year with online and offline and all this different thing that we did. So we pushed through, we made the kids wear masks for rehearsals, and it was a lot of work. It was really exhausting, but we did a show, man. We had a great show. We had a great audience show up, even though it was smaller than normal. We asked the audience to wear masks, but I mean, it was fantastic. And I think just the excitement from everybody just kind of kept the energy going. And then right after we did Music Man, a month later, we had auditions for Matilda. So we just went from one thing to the next. And these guys, we do our auditions late February. We actually did an online audition this year for the first round. And then in late March, we brought kind of the ones that we had selected from that first round in to meet the directors and then do the second round audition. So this show was cast in mid-March, and then the kids go finish school up, and then once summer starts, we start rehearsals. So these guys have been rehearsing since June 21st. We do 5 straight weeks. It's basically like a full-time job for them. They come in the morning at 9 a.m. They stay all day until 4 p.m. rehearsing. And then as we get into production week, which is where we are now, we've moved over to the BCC now. We were rehearsing in Madison, and now we're at BCC. And so now our schedule's flipped. The kids come in every day about 4 p.m., and we stay until 10 rehearsing. And then, as you know, starting on Thursday, we have show starting.
I have a question for you guys. You're just knocking it out at Madison. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you get to the big stage. What's that like?
I think it kind of re-sparks your fire for the play, because doing rehearsals for like 3 weeks, it can get a little exhausting. But once you get to the big stage, it kind of makes it like feel more real and more exciting.
You know that it's kind of like, this is the gateway, you know, this is it, you know, countdown time, right?
Yes, I think moving to the stage gives you that sense of, this is a show, and we've spent the last 4 weeks working on something that is going to be phenomenal, and you really get to see that once you get on stage with everyone else.
Thomas, how long was it before you were off book?
Luckily, we did it by axe, so every time we run a scene, what we do is that the first time we run the scene, it's with book in hand, but the second time we do it, it's off book, so I think by like 2 weeks in, I was done with Act 1, and then like a couple weeks after that, I was done with Act 2 pretty easy.
Wow. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
These kids are pros, let me tell you. The other thing that's exciting about moving to the BCC is they've gone from rehearsing on a gym floor with some stand-in pieces to coming into the BCC with full sets, full costumes, full props, and the orchestra. And the orchestra makes all the difference. You bring in all that live music. And, I mean, the whole show gets, like, goosebumps at that point.
It's better than that CD, isn't it?
Much better.
Now, Christy, you've been with the group now for about 3 years, right?
3 years, yeah. Yes.
You know, you've worked with adults and with children.
Absolutely.
Now, working with children is, it's a lot different than it is with adults. But the kids just, it. You're the one that gets the benefit out of this, don't you?
It's absolutely, it's fantastic. I love watching these guys. I've been watching these guys for the past 6 years since my children started with CMT, and I get to see them grow up. You get to watch them get more confident. You get to watch them get more talented as they become, you know, into these bigger roles. I mean, as an adult, it's like the greatest thing that you can be a part of. Absolutely.
Wow. And I'm going to start with you. Can you tell me about your experience as acting, you know, the growth, starting off maybe a little timid to where you are now. Has it been like climbing a ladder?
I would say it's definitely like climbing a ladder. When I was younger, in fact, they used to tell me it was like a ladder. You know, you have to start at the very bottom before you can, you know, be a lead or get to the top. And I started out with my first audition for CMT, and I did not make it. I was a shy, timid little girl, and I stared at the floor in my audition. And evidently, that's not the thing to do. But here we are years later. I've taken vocal instruction and dance instruction, as well as improving my acting to get where I am now, and I still continue to grow with every show.
Thomas, what do you do? What would you say is like in your go-to bag as far as honing your skills as an actor?
For auditions, for stuff like that, it's basically you're just trying to appeal to the director in what way. Like, you got to represent yourself the best you can. So, like, you got to be confident with your abilities. You just got to make sure that you can market yourself as much as you can. No one wants to cast a person who's a little too shy or not ready to go the full way for a character.
And I have to ask you, did you just come out on the stage with ba da ba da ba pop? Here I am. Were you just brimming with confidence the first time you hopped out there?
Actually, I was not. I remember my first ever show I did was CMT. I had one line, and I actually got that line taken away from me.
Oh!
I couldn't remember it.
Nerves?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to see you got over that.
Yep.
You would not know it now. This girl's out there. I mean, the whole show is about
Matilda. Yeah.
And she's there in every scene. She has to sing so many songs. She has to tell so many stories. And she just is killing it. She's doing such a great job.
How do you like singing?
I love singing.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I like singing, too, but nobody likes it when I sing. Not anymore. You know, you get older, and it sounds like, you okay? You know, but no, actually, music theater, it's good for the heart, it's good for the soul, it's good for all the senses. I mean, it is really the full complement of entertainment, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk about one other thing that we just want to thank. We have so many volunteers that help us put the show together. When we do a big main stage show, we have about 120 additional people that help put this together. All of these kids' parents, so we have 55, 56 kids in the cast, we have all of their parents helping. But we also have so many people from the community that come together. They help us with costumes, they help us with props, they help us with food, everything you can imagine. They build sets. We have some gentlemen that come in, their kids were in CMT 20 years ago, and they still come and they participate in every show. And I just don't know any other organization that can see that kind of teamwork come together to put a show together.
It is very community, because like the lady who did my makeup for Music Man, her son was Charlie Cowell in the last Music Man.
10 years ago, yeah.
So it's like,
my goodness sakes. Well, you know, it does become a family. It really does. And when you have generations participating there, there's a reason for that. There's a lot of fun. There's a little piece of your heart that just stays out there on the stage after the production's over. And you just can't wait till the next one.
Absolutely.
Okay, so when are the shows?
So the shows are July 22nd through the 25th.
Oh, there you go.
So that's this Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. So we're doing two matinee shows on the weekend, two evening shows. Please come out and see us. This is a fantastic show. This cast is just so excited and ready to go.
And, of course, you get your tickets right there at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Absolutely. Just call them up or go online. You can get your tickets.
Hey, Val! You know, you're all ready to go. I want to thank you all for being here with us today. And as they say, and I don't know if they still say it anymore, break a leg.
Absolutely.
They still say that? Okay. And I hope you got good insurance. That's all I got to say. We want to thank everybody here from the Children's Musical Theater, Christy Hewitt, Thomas Duncan, Emma Perry, and Bella, I'm going to just tell me your last name.
Cavicchici.
I love it. I love it. There you go. You ought to be in Hollywood with just that last name alone. All righty. We got the news coming up here in just a little bit. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.